This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, and I am your humble host, Zainab. We are again at your service with yet brand new episode of Back to Reality. Yes, today we are going to talk about what aging teaches us. And on that note, we have in studio with us two special guests. I have with me Fatima from California and Sadiqa from the UK. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for inviting me. This is Fatima from California, USA.
Oh, alaikum salam. Thank you for having me over. And this is Sadiqa from UK.
Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. A very warm welcome. Today, I actually want to ask you, how much do you believe in yourself? Do you think whatever you believe in is important, or what people or others say about me?
What we believe in ourselves comes from self-confidence, the ability to understand oneself. But understanding what other people say about us, it's two sides, right? One, the other person might be judgmental, so yeah. Everything might be very negative. But a true friend, right, like we have in the hadith, is a true friend who will advise you
in a lonely place.
In private. They will advise you in private, so you might get rid of that bad habit. So if it's just listening
done in public.
Yes, not in public. Because in public, we often, if you advise another in public, it's embarrassing the opposite person.
Yeah.
Right? And a true friend, according to the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, the narrations that we have in our books, is one who advises in private and wants to see you become a better person. But if you were to listen to everything that society says, unfortunately, society goes on its whims and desires. Anything that's said, as long as it gains momentum, it becomes a norm and everyone has to follow it.
Yeah.
Society is not exactly the best benchmark for what is true and what is not.
Yeah.
They go on their whims and desires and how much they can lobby a government or an organization.
Yes. Well, Fatima, coming back to you, you know, sometimes people try to judge us over different things, although they have not gone the paths we have gone through. They have not worn the shoes that we had worn. They had not felt the thorns in the way that we felt. You know, they have not felt the pain that we went through. But still, they try to be judgmental about you. Do you think it's important to believe in what you believe in and not what people say about you?
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, I think it also depends on who those people are. If they're like good people, religious people, or like, you know, good behavior people, if it's our parents, if it's depends on who those people are. If it's just, you know, some few friends or random people, I don't think it really matters. It matters what our parents think and what our, you know, respected people think, and how Allah thinks of us is most important.
As Sadiqa rightly mentioned, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, if you advised a person in private, you actually uplifted him. And if you did that in public, you degraded him. If you as a person sometimes want to advise someone, how have you done that? And how did you do that in private, or like, it happened out to be in public?
When it comes to advising, first, I don't really try to interfere in my friends' lives.
Okay.
Right? Because a lot of the times, as you rightly mentioned, we have not walked in the shoes to understand what they're going through. But when it comes to family, I don't usually outrightly advise them. I wait for them to do something so that I can use that as an example to teach them the opposite way. Like, you know, I might have someone in my family who hurt their mother.
Yeah.
Right? Tomorrow they become a mother. The child hurts them. Like, now you understand why we're not allowed in Islam to hurt your mother. Now you understand those feelings. When you practically explain a person, it sits better in the mind rather than theoretically. Because if you're going to do it theoretically every time, you might just then be seen as someone who's just going on and on. You know, like with golden puppets, basically.
Yeah.
Just always finding a negative thing in someone else.
Yeah.
But if we practically try and explain to a person that what a step that they've taken is wrong, or even wait for them to make a mistake. I'm not saying purposely wait for them to make a mistake, especially those that could have severe consequences. But there are some people in society who will not listen. And the best way to wait is for them to see the result of their actions. And then you're going to advise them that this led to this result.
Yeah.
And the best way is for you to now start thinking rationally from the start. Yeah. Your first step, like we have right in the hadith, in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, think before you speak. Think before you act.
Yeah.
Think rationally before you take a task. See how it's going to result. And we can only explain these things practically because theoretically, it's not going to have much effect in my opinion, to be honest.
Yeah. Dear listeners, we'll continue the discussion after a short break. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Well, Fatima, we have one obligatory task in the religion, that is invite people towards the good and forbid them from the evil. And when you're practicing that, you get a response from the people. What is important is that what I believe in, not what you tell me. How do you tackle this thing when religion is telling you it's obligatory on you to invite people towards good and forbid them from the evil?
I think it depends on where you are. Like if you have to take into consideration people's culture, if you're dealing with the foreigners here or you're dealing with people who are born and raised here, you have to take into consideration because they're very emotional, their feelings. You don't want to be hurting people's feelings, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas if you're in the West, people are not as much emotional. It's better to, you know, be friends with them first. Like if you're not that much close friends, they're really not going to care what you think. But if you're closer friends with somebody or you're like, you know, you have a job, you're teaching, you're a teacher somewhere, people respect you as, okay, I'm a teacher here, or like, you know, you have a specific role with these people, then maybe they're going to respect your opinion more. But if you're just, you know, living here and then you're going and visiting the West or some other country temporarily,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to go out in the street, like I've seen some people in the US and it's not effective. Like you become friends, like you're doing some charity work with some people and they respect you, then you can be in a position to be like, you know what, I would like to tell you about this and this and this, you know?
Sadiqa, you know, when people start advising us, be that in private or in gathering, don't you think we straight away do not need to say them, it's important what I believe in, not what you say to me? Do you think we really need to analyze sometimes what people say to us? Maybe they are sometimes doing the same task, the obligatory one, the inviting us towards the good and forbidding us from the evil.
There are two sides to this again. It's how the person who's advising is doing it. And if a person is coming off a bit harshly, the opposite person becomes a bit defensive.
Yeah.
Right? That defensive can have either defensive because I do not want to be told off in a gathering, or it can be defensive because my ego is better than me.
Yeah.
Basically. So, yes, we do need to sit down, reflect on what people are telling us, but also the telling off has to be done rightly.
Yeah.
Right? For example, because I study in the seminary here, if I had one of my teachers who came over and told me privately, look, you know what? I think this is what you did wrong in class. Because she is my teacher and, you know, she has a status in front of me and she said it politely, it would have greater effect than let's say a friend were to tell me off in public,
yeah.
Right? Now, again, it comes down to us on the opposite side. The one who has to do the hearing has to take a break, listen to what they're saying. If it is true, let's change. But if it is not, then Allah knows better who I am. Like we have in the hadith, again, in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, one of the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, I don't remember which imam it was at the moment, but he goes to one of the imams, alayhi salam, and he speaks against his mother, to be honest. And I think it was against his mother, it was against his attribute, against his qualities, characteristics. And the imam replies very sweetly, and he says, if what you say about me is true, then may God forgive me and help me change. But if what you say against me is false, then may God forgive you.
Wow.
So if we adopt such a quality in life where we are able to analyze what we are being told, very difficult because our egos have developed very much as we grow older as well. Allah is seeing who I am. If I am not what that person is telling me, at the end of the day, the results, that counting, that reward, punishment is everything from Allah. Like we say in Surah Zilzal, right? The last verse, every atom of good you do, you shall be paid for it. And paid every atom of evil that you do, you shall see it. Hisab in Farsi, right? Yeah. That final counting is with Allah. So I think, yes, there is a need for me as well, as a person, given that I can be a bit emotional, to sit back, take a step back and see, no, that we can change.
Analyze.
Yes, we can analyze and be a bit more rational in our lives.
And as the Noble Imam rightly taught us that when someone is advising and Imam is replying in a way that if that was something I really need, may Allah help me. And if that was something I really don't need, may Allah help you. Fatima, do you think one of the things that people come up with this answer, what I believe in is important, not what you believe in, is because, especially when you're doing this Amr bi Ma'ruf Nahi Anil Munkar kind of thing, when you're inviting people towards good and avoiding, forbidding them from doing the evil, don't you think sometimes we start doing this obligatory task on very unnecessary things?
Yeah, and I think it depends on who you're talking to as well, the audience. Some people can be a little bit more defensive and arrogant or oversensitive. Some people are open to hearing advice. You have to evaluate who is the audience, you know, their level of maturity, their cultural background, their personalities. You know, you can't just start advising everyone. Depends on all of that. Depends on where you are, who you're advising, yeah. I think it's partly they take it personally, like they feel like defensive, like they feel like, you know, I'm already doing good the way I am. It's not that big of a deal, you know. I think it depends on their personality too, but probably they feel like, okay, who are you to judge me about what I'm doing? So I think in that specific thing, it depends on the way we're telling them. Like if we say it more like in a kind way, or like more of like if it becomes too harsh, then they're going to be more defensive and they're probably not going to really listen to anything that much we're saying. But if we say more like in a, you know, kind way, kind of get in their level, make like an example that would be meaningful in their life some kind of way, maybe they would listen more, you know.
Yeah, so you pointed out a very important thing over here. You can be harsh. You are doing an obligatory task. You are inviting people towards good and forbidding them from evil. But just knowing that this is an obligatory task and Allah has given me the authority to do this, you don't take care of your tone. Mm-hmm. You really don't have a very better way of guiding people, invite towards good. One of the narrations says that when Imam Hassan al-Islam and Imam Hussein al-Islam wanted to teach a person wuzu correctly, they practically did it themselves and they kind of... in a very better way, in a very indirect
way,
they tried to inform the other person who was doing wuzu incorrectly. They tried to apply it on themselves. They like they both did the acting, and this way they taught the other person without disrespecting him. This is the correct
and
way.
Also maybe if you compliment them, like if people love to hear positive points, like if you say, you know, sister, you have so many good positive points, this is so amazing about you, you start off with the positive so they feel like, okay, they're not just trying to say negative on me, then you could say in a kind way a little bit about the advising of the other thing.
Once I was in a supermarket around here, it was many, many years ago. It was my first understanding of how, you know, advising people to good can go wrong. So there were two girls who were wearing modest clothes. It's just their headscarf was not properly done. And the shopkeeper in front of everyone just had a go at them. Yeah. These girls felt so embarrassed they just left. Now, what that shopkeeper basically did was, not only did he advise them wrongly, he probably put them off the hijab for the rest of their lives. We make connections between things.
Yeah.
That's how we go ahead in life. So if something has a negative perception in our mind, externally we will associated with negative as well.
Sometimes we just start lecturing without seeing the fact the person is not doing any kind of haram, the person is not doing any kind of forbidden thing, and we just start lecturing without seeing the conditions. Thank you so much, guys, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رزقك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رزقك لتصي دليلتك once again.